This is Dr. Ali, ALI, dictating history, physical, patient name, Eichel Berger, EICHELBERGER, Eichel Berger, John, JOHN, date of birth, 11/25/1957, place, Future Care Charles Village, date of service, 12/19/2023. Is the initial history and physical. History of present illness, this is a 66-year-old male. He was admitted to MedStar Hospital . He was brought to the emergency room . Actually changed that. He was not admitted to MedStar. He was admitted to Sinai Hospital, S-I-N-A-I, Sinai Hospital. Changed that to Sinai Hospital. This is a 66-year-old male. He was admitted to Sinai Hospital. He went initially to Grace Medical Center for change of mental status. After brother called 911, patient was known to have overdose and unresponsiveness. He was given Narcan. He was shaky, weak. Also found to have urinary retention, required Foley catheter. He was transferred to Sinai Hospital for further workup and evaluation. Patient found to have small subsegmental PE, pneumonia, gastric necrosis, for which he was admitted to Madison IMC unit. Surgery team was consulted. The patient was managed. He has a known history of diabetes, visual impairment due to cataract, hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, pyoderma gangrenosum. CT head was unremarkable. Urine toxicology screen revealed positive for fentanyl and opiate. They did a pan scan without contrast. Did reveal gaseous colonic dilatation, stool burden. CTPE incidentally noted to have gastric necrosis with possible perforated GI bleed. Patient underwent CT GI bleed, which has been unremarkable for localized bleed. He was evaluated by surgery and while in IMC, he remained hemodynamically stable, benign. GT was placed for decompression, revealing some dark red fluid. He was given IV PPI, gastric wall necrosis with concern for ischemia. General surgery suggested emergency EGD to evaluate the perforation. He underwent emergent EGD that revealed multifocal ulceration in the serpentine fashion of the antrum, lesser curvature. However, no stigmata of bleeding or possible ischemia noted. Surgery subsequently signed off. No perforation identified. Gastroenterology recommended EGD after 4 weeks. He passed bedside swallowing evaluation and he was started an oral diet. Patient was also given empirically antibiotic, IV peptizo, IV micafungin, doxycycline. They were discontinued after the perforation was ruled out. A small distal pulmonary embolism was noted, given recent GI bleed, not candidate for anticoagulation. However, bilateral lower extremity Doppler was completed, unremarkable. Intervention radiology consulted for possible IVC. However, negative for DVT. Small PE was not candidate for IVC filter. Anticoagulation continued to be held in the recent setting of GI bleed. Acute encephalopathy improved. Another IV Narcan was given. Post-operative evaluation for EGD cardiology was consulted. Troponin elevation was noted in the setting of demand ischemia. He underwent echo, revealing left ventricular injection fraction, no valvular pathology. Patient with bilateral vision impairment has a cataract. CT had no acute bleed. Patient was monitored, PTOT done, and subsequently patient transferred to the future care charge village. Patient just came to the facility. When I saw the patient, he's lying on the bed. No headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, substance abuse. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, hidradenitis. Next line, hypertension. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. Next line, pyoderma gangrenosum. Next line, poly substance abuse. Medication upon discharge, folocosamide milligram daily, artificial tear, 2 drops, 4 times a day, Miralax 17 gram daily, thiamine 100 milligram PO daily, allergies not known, social history, poly substance abuse, family history, patient didn't tell, reverse system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, chronic skin changes, both legs, chronic dermatitis, neuro, no syncope, endocrinopathy, no polydipsia, hematology, no bleeding. Physical exam, patient awake, alert, cooperative, blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 78, temperature 97.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 96%, body weight 166.2 pound. Head rate macromophilic, eyes anectaric, no ear nasal discharge, throat, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, diminished breaths on the bases, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, balsam positive, extremities, bilateral, dermatitis, both lower extremities, chronic skin changes, neuro is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, he does have visual, has a visual impairment, secondary to long-standing history of cataract. Assessment, patient is admitted with deconditioning, multiple medical problem, recent drug overdose. Next line, recent GI bleed. Next line, history of diabetes. Next line, hypertension. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. Next line, history of pyoderma gangrenosum. Next line, change in mental status in the setting of poly substance abuse with recovery. Recent GI bleed, status post endoscopy. Recent small subsegmental PE by venous Doppler negative. Was not given anticoagulation due to recent GI bleed. Plan of care will continue PTOT, follow up labs. For precaution, follow CBC-CMP. Care plan discussed with the patient. Core status discussed with the patients. He wants to be full code. Also discuss the nursing staff.